producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Of course, everybody is on pins and needles about New Hampshire, and we're going to dive deep into what happened in New Hampshire as we motor along. So knowing that there's going to be heavy politics in this show, of course, because what happens in New Hampshire doesn't stay in New Hampshire. It affects all of us. And what happens in results season affects all of us, too. It's been very, very intriguing. Even the crustiest person I know who wants nothing to do with politics, I hate politics, I'm sick of it all, is very much all in on what's going on when you see the faces that are still left in the game. So in our next segment, we're going to dive deep on how it all happened, breaking it down with the Republicans and the Democrats. No big shocker there, that's certainly for sure. But in the meantime, a sad story at the top, and boy, I started getting pings early in the morning about this one, is what happened in Germany. And you say, oh, that's Germany. But 9 people were killed, 50 seriously injured, a head-on train crash. And I guess because somebody I knew was near that area, and they sent me some they sent me actually some pictures from it, but they are also obviously they're saying people are missing and they're assumed dead. I mean, how did 2 trains? Because I think about this with our own system in the United States, the problems we've had with Amtrak. Remember the Philadelphia deal? But that wasn't a head-on collision. You had about 150 people. So I mean, you think about this. You're totally at the mercy of what's going on with the trains. And apparently what happened is, I mean, it's exactly as I described it. The 2 trains just slammed into each other. I mean, I can't even tell you the picture that I was sent. It's just absolutely heartbreaking. And they say it's a difficult hour for railways in Germany. And it's one of the biggest accidents that they've had. 7 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, about 37 miles out of Munich. So there were a ton of people. I mean, this is, you know, commuting time. So that's when people are on the trains, which is always in the United States our biggest fear is, I shouldn't say our biggest fear, but one of the things that happens when we hear about train accidents is, well, when did it happen? What time of day? How many people were on the train? Because especially in the Northeast Quarter, you have so many people that ride the trains, of course, during the high times when they're commuting from, you know, city to city, etc. So sad news on that end. All right, a couple of other things to jump to here at the top. The FBI is now formally confirming that there is an ongoing investigation of the Clintons. And somebody else who's a regular source, I'll just say, for this show, told me that it's not necessarily unusual that you would hear that there's an investigation, but it's like, well, you're not investigating everybody who's obviously political and has a position of, we'll call, power. But officially, in a letter that was, you know, part of a court filing, a federal court filing, the FBI confirmed that it is absolutely looking into Clinton's use of a private email server. So don't we already know that that's happening? I guess because it's an official federal court filing, it makes it a little bit different. And remember, in August, in response to the judge's direction, the State Department asked the FBI for information about what it was up to. The FBI said at the time, we can't confirm or deny the existence of any investigation. Now it's definite. The letter was dated February 2nd. It was filed officially in court on Monday, and it's there. They're acknowledging that they're working on matters related to the former Secretary of State Clinton and her use, specifically, the use of the private email service. They didn't talk much about some of the details of it, only because now that this is common knowledge, only that the FBI is not saying very much about it because they don't want to adversely affect the ongoing law enforcement effort. So it kind of makes sense because, you listen, we're not going to sit here and tell you everything that's happening because it affects the way we're investigating. And anytime things are reported along this line, then that's when everything breaks loose and it affects the investigation. So smartly, they're not doing that. They're not, you know, making that happen. In other words, all the details. Here's the details. Here's specifically what we're looking into. So we'll see, you know, we'll see where this heads. But this is a big story because it's definitely happening. It's ongoing. And Hillary Clinton is in the middle of running for president. So it will affect, if it's an adverse finding, it, of course, will affect what happens with Clinton and what happens with the with the Democrats, no question about that. And last night I briefly mentioned about California granting driver's licenses to undocumented folks in that state, and that it was over 600,000. I got an avalanche of emails. And normally we wait for our mailbag segment, but I wanted to go to them right at the top. One was from Stan, who is listening in New York, and he says, what an unmitigated disaster, Kate Delaney, that they decided to do that in California. I guess the theory is it's better for them to have a license because they've gone through a course, and that makes it not as dangerous to people on the road in California. But I disagree. If you look at accidents and you look at when people are hit and you look what's going on with the situation with illegals in this country, and I'm not even actually targeting anybody who's here illegally. I'm saying I think it's a disaster to allow people who are not United States citizens to have be license holders because they could take it anywhere, from flying on a plane or any other spot in the across the United States to get in a car and just drive there. Here's the one thing that I found out about the California program, and that's why I brought that up at the top, that it doesn't give them the right to get on a plane because of the way it's marked, apparently, and it doesn't give them legal status, obviously, we know, or they can't get a passport with this. All it says is that they are legally able to drive. And they are legally able to drive, by the way, across to other states. Now, that's definitely true. So they won't get fined or they won't have the car impounded. But the way it's marked, and I double-checked this today, you cannot take that and use that as identification. Can't take it. And probably because the first go-around of these licenses was a disaster because these things weren't put into place, as far as I was led to believe by a couple of the people I talked to. But in California specifically, AB 60 is what it's called, is different. It's the DMV there. They get the licenses, but that gives them no right to anything else, and it's clearly marked. So anyone looking at the license would know that, you know, for what it's worth. All right, hang through. Coming up next, we're talking all New Hampshire here on America Tonight.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
To thank the candidates because they really ran. We have some very talented people, and to be victorious against some of these people, even if it's for 1 week, but believe it's going to be for many weeks, okay?
Donald Trump, speaking in a different tone than he was in Iowa, he wins. He says, we're going to make America great again. He added on to that. So the Trump train rolls through New Hampshire, moves on to South Carolina. It's going to be an interesting ride the rest of the way through. I mean, we are witnessing something, I don't know that we've seen anything quite like this in my lifetime. I can't say I've seen anything like this. So, who really won the New Hampshire primary? Who really won it? Coming in second, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, who was elated thanking his supporters after the second place finish. Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz, not one or two. Not one or two. Chris Christie, barely a blip, easy for me to say, on the radar screen. How long does he hang on? I'm thinking he may be one of the next to drop because it doesn't make any sense if you're not scoring enough numbers to even feel like you're moving the needle. Chris Christie had 7%. So you know all the numbers. I'll run down them. Trump, 35%. John Kasich, 15%. Ted Cruz, 11%. And Jeb Bush, 11%. Marco Rubio, 10%. I already told you about Chris Christie. Ben Carson and Carly Fiorina, less than 5%. Fiorina, 4%. Ben Carson, 2%. 2%. Hillary conceded defeat in New Hampshire, but still said she wasn't going to hold it against him.
I still love New Hampshire, and I always will.
So there you go, saying the right things, saying it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. She said, you know, people are angry, they have a right to be, but I know they're also hungry. They're hungry for solutions. So she said she's going to work harder than anyone to push an agenda that will work to change campaign financing, build and grow the economy, and break down the barriers. South Carolina for Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, who trounced her in New Hampshire, 60% to 40%, makes it intriguing as well as you watch the drip that goes along with the Clinton campaign and the revolution of Bernie Sanders and how serious and intense this is becoming. As pollster John Zogby said, the revolution is on. And Bernie Sanders said the same thing and told people where to go to donate, saying, I'm not relying on super PACs. So there's two revolutions. There's the Donald Trump revolution, and there's the Bernie Sanders revolution. The outsiders are in New Hampshire. Establishment in trouble. Not what you would have thought if I had told somebody who knew nothing about what was going on and said, oh, by the way, Donald Trump. Yeah, Donald Trump from Celebrity Apprentice, the billionaire. Oh, yeah. He almost won Iowa. Let's face it. He was in the money. He was in the money, so to speak. And he won New Hampshire. And he's being talked about this entire election season. And then Bernie Sanders. He's being talked about this entire election season. Although Bernie Sanders is a politician, is a senator, even if he's a renegade, breaks from the pack, whatever, he is a politician, where Donald Trump isn't a politician. But the two are very different, and it's interesting to watch as this goes on, as this rolls on. Hey, coming up, so you know, we're going to hit the mailbag. I got an avalanche of mail. I think many of you waited to see what was going to happen in New Hampshire before you decided to hit send. A lot of politics on your mind for sure. Who's going to drop out? What's going to happen? That was some of what was said in the mailbag, but I'll surprise you. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. There were some other stirrings in D.C. that had nothing to do with the results of this primary and what's happening on the campaign trail, had to do with current day politics, meaning the guy who occupies the White House right now, who is less than a year left in that position. So the Supreme Court, check this out, and it's something that kind of went, I think, unnoticed a little bit, and it's only because of the results that we're talking about. But a divided Supreme Court on Tuesday halted President Obama's controversial new power plant regulations, dealing a definite blow to the administration's plan to address global warming. Guess what the decision was? 5-4. They stopped the enforcement of the plan until after legal challenges are resolved. That is, in some ways, a surprise. So that's a big win for the coalition of 27, mostly Republican states, and industry opponents that call the regulations an unprecedented power grab. How about that? So it freezes the rule. And a federal appeals court last month refused to put it on hold. The plan was supposed to, they say, stave off the worst predicted impacts of climate change by reducing carbon dioxide emissions at existing power plants by about one-third by 2030. So White House spokesperson Josh Earnest said that we disagree with the Supreme Court's decision to stay the Clean Power Plan while litigation proceeds. He said the administration is going to continue to take aggressive steps to make forward progress to reduce carbon emissions. But appellate arguments don't even begin until June 2nd. And the compliance period would be 2022. But states have to submit their plans to the EPA by September or get an extension. So this is going to be really tough to pull off. What happens on the power plant side of it is they're going to have to spend billions of dollars to try to comply with the rule that could be overturned. So this is a sticky wicket, as they would say on Downton Abbey, as the states affected, especially by this, are going to have to figure it out and not know the legality of it, because it's that's true. If they're spending all this money and then the case blows up, I mean, it's going to cost a lot of money. That would change how it would be implemented. But strictly put, the Supreme Court put Obama's power plant regulations on hold. There is no questioning that. It is what it is. And that's what that means. That for now, if they try to be compliant, it's, you know, it might not mean anything because it might not be a regulation, which would have to be a strange space to be in. So the guy running the plant is making the phone calls to the lawyer saying, well, what do we do? Because what happens? We won't have enough time to get our plans in, which would mean, I would think, no matter what, that date would be pushed. Because how would they be able to implement it if that's the case? So that happened while we were paying attention to what was going on in the Granite State, which we come back around to in our mailbag because so many people wanted to talk about what happened to Rubio, what happened to Ted Cruz, what about Jeb Bush? Kasich. Second place finish. But he really burned up the shoe lever there. People in New Hampshire appreciate that. You go to 106 town hall meetings. That's a lot of conversations. How many more could he gone to? I don't think there's any more that he could have found. Mail's up. Mail's next.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Kate, 855-266-5283, which a lot of you are such a, I mean, this is such a thoughtful audience. It just blows me away. It blows me away because I worked in New York City. I worked in Dallas, and I was on early in the day. And, yeah, we would get some calls, but nothing like the kind of emails that I get from this audience. And I think some of you absorb the show. Maybe you go to GCNlive.com and you download them, or you go to TuneIn, or you stream it live and then think about it. But and maybe your work schedules are all over the place. But bravo to you for paying attention and caring and then circling back with us. So on that note, here on America Tonight, one of my favorite things to do is hear what you have to say about the current state of what's happening in your backyard and mine, the true buzz in the land. Let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Exactly. This one from Tommy T. Kate, I got to tell you, Bernie Sanders, he's the man. Yes, I'm a millennial. Yes, it's about young people. But I think the old people need to get on board. He's not a socialist. It's people who have no clue what Bernie Sanders is about that label him as a socialist. He's one cool dude. He gives a crap about the poor people, and he cares about the veterans. How many veterans have to blow their heads off before those rhinos wake up and realize they need help, brother? They need help. So I'm telling you, my vote goes to Bernie Sanders, and that doesn't stand for BS. All right, Tommy T, who's all into Bernie Sanders. It is true. Millennials have absolutely gravitated toward Bernie Sanders. Now, I wonder how that breaks down with the Republican Party, because certainly there are young Republicans, and the Republican Party has a youth movement. But how many of the independents, you know, that's what I wonder. First of all, how many of the younger people will go and vote, because that's always the big deal. So if you get the younger vote, that's great, but then they don't vote like the older people do. And can Bernie Sanders sway the older people? Seems tough to me. Seems pretty tough to me, I would say. So South Carolina is up next, and a couple of you are already talking about South Carolina. This one from Jake in Austin. South Carolina, here we come. Donald Trump, he's the one. There's no question, Kate. I was not on board with the Trump factory when I first heard him speak. I thought he was abhorrent. I hate the whole New York scene. I think there's kind of a cocky brashness to New Yorkers, and maybe that's because I'm a Texan. But you know what? We have our own swagger. And the more I listened to him, the more I thought, wow, breath of fresh air. If he stumbles, makes a gaffe, brags a little, says something a little kooky, I can buy what he's selling. And here's the key thing. He's a billionaire because he surrounds himself with the right people. He knows how to get things done. We need somebody in the White House who knows how to get things done and isn't worried about themes and then going up against those themes like transparency. We need somebody who will fight for the American people, period. Trump definitely won over New Hampshire and South Carolina. I bet he's going to do well in South Carolina, too. I wonder what it would be like. Let's just play devil's advocate, and we'll move on to our next one. If Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump went head-to-head, do you think Trump beats out Bernie Sanders? Wow. That would be wild. Here's one from Hambone. Kate, politics, politics, politics. The bellwether, the results. I love it when you call it results season. It is. Primaries, caucuses, oh, where do we all end up in the end in July? Right in the thick of it is what I think. Hillary Clinton still might be the nominee for the Democrats. But I think the Democrats and the Republicans are out drinking and eating pizza together, mired in what has to be problematic for both parties when you see what's on the table and where the chess moves are. The Republican status quo does not want Donald Trump. You've said it. It's true. I know it as well. And as for the Democrats, Hillary is the devil they know. Sanders is the devil they know won't get elected. It's a conundrum. Who do you think wins in the end? Well, I don't know if you're asking me who I think will represent the both parties or in the end, or who I think is going to win the election. I want to see what happens as we go through these more of these primaries. It looks very Trumpy to me, but not, it's not 100%. Of course not. It's, you know, Iowa and New Hampshire, two spots, two different results. And shake up the snow globe and somebody else may end up on top. Like, what if you have another close finish and Trump is second, or Trump wins South Carolina, but barely. And then look at all the other states you go through. I think your top four or five will hang around all the way through. if it's like that. Because how big of a blowout and how much does that have to happen before everyone just goes away? I don't see it in the near future. The Chris Christie could dump out, Ben Carson could dump out, and Carly Fiorina. I mean, how long do they stay in this thing? Like bumper cars who are out of juice, I don't know, hang around for a few more states and maybe there is a shocking result that happens. It just doesn't seem likely now based on what we've seen. I got to tell you, Buzz in the Backyard, this is pretty darn interesting though, isn't it? Here's one from Mary. Kate, I was so stunned that Donald Trump won New Hampshire. I don't know why, but I guess he definitely has some fans. I am not a fan of Donald Trump. When Ted Cruz won Iowa, I was really excited. I like what Ted Cruz has to say. I think he uncharacteristically gets portrayed as something he's not. And even the Trump attacks are just ridiculous about the whole Canada thing. He's a Canadian, check it, and the birth certificate thing. I mean, that's like what talk radio people do, except for you, when they just keep screaming the same thing over and over again, and they don't listen to what the person is saying. But you're not that kind of talk show host, so you completely understand what I mean. I do understand what you mean. I think it's wild. I mean, my response is that clearly the people in America, the one thing everybody has in common, even if the ideologies are all over the board, is nobody wants the same old thing. Nobody wants the status quo. For real. For reals, as my niece would say. Because you hear that all the time, like, kick the bums out. Let's get them out of Washington. Yeah, you have to vote. Vote. Make sure you're careful who you vote for, because that's what we need to do. Clean up Washington. We need to change. And, you know, usually you're talking about Congress or the Senate. But now we're saying that it's definitely spread to, okay, we're having another election. We don't want to see the same thing. We don't want to see the same thing. And what happens if Michael Bloomberg jumps into this? How much does that, who does that topple? Does that topple the Republicans because he gunks things up and jumps in it? Is there enough steam that he'll take some of those votes away? I like what Donald Trump said. He said, I love it. I would love to see it. I would love to see Michael Bloomberg run. He says, you know, it's more the merrier. I'd love to have that happen. I love competing against Michael Bloomberg. He's a friend. I hope he gets in. And this is typical Trump. He says, I would love to see it, to be honest with you, and I would win. I would win. Bloomberg, by the way, tops Trump in personal wealth. That's what the Financial Times says anyway. All right, one other quick one, maybe two, but we'll get this one. This one is from Joe. Kate, I email you frequently, and sometimes you read my emails on the air. Thank you so much for that. I really like your show. Even if I don't always agree with what you say, I find listening to you fascinating, the way you think and the way you handle callers and just in general in the interviews you do, fascinating stuff. Don't give up. I think you're the train that not could. I think you're the train that left the station and is going to make it big. And GCN is going to be lucky if they can hang on to you. And I just want you to know that we appreciate your efforts and the guys that you work with, especially Nathan. Well, thank you for that. And I'm glad that, see, Nathan's like a rock star. Everybody remembers his name, especially that guy, Nathan. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way in our grab bag.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Yet the finish of another hour here on America Tonight. And thank you so much for the great emails of support. I so appreciate that. Rock on, audience. We love it. Thanks. Yep. We are the little engine that could, and we're going up that hill. Sometimes we're really shoveling. You know what I'm saying? Really shoveling. All right. One of my favorite things to do is to invite Nathan Reeder to jump on the air with me as we do a cool segment called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo! Hi, Nathan. How are you?
Hi. I am good, Kate. How are you?
You sound like one of those schmaltzy guys that's like at the boathouse bar and he's about to sing.
Hey, do you come here all the time, do you?
I used to live in Las Vegas, shockingly, and of course it was a crazy place to live, and all of us from all over the country would go out together, and we'd go to see this lounge singer in Vegas. He's very famous. His name is Cookie Jar.
Oh, and my goodness. Oh, wow. I am listening to that later.
You've got to look up Cookie Jar. He is an icon in Vegas. And so you go to see him, and he'd wear, like, spandex, and he'd sing, like, cover tunes. And we became kind of his little rat pack.
He would
wave to us and call our names out, and we thought we were BDDs. I mean, you know, we thought we were, or
wait,
BFFs.
What is BDDs?
Big Damn Deals.
Oh. Kate, I'm learning so much today.
I'm in a wacky mood, folks. I am sorry. I am unplugged. I think it's from all this politics and watching the results. I've gone mad. But anyway, your voice reminded me of that. So crazy. All right, so how about this? Let's move on to our first one for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo. So, Nathan, tell me what you think. New York City five-star hotels have been infested with bed bugs. So that pretty much means that you are shelling out serious coin, and you got the hotels in New York City reporting bed bugs, an increase of 44%. Even the Waldorf Astoria Hotel reporting bed bugs. And entomologists have warned that bed bugs now have pesticide immunity. Sick.
Yes.
It's sick.
I gotta say that the times when I've been around either like flea or bed bug infestations, just it was an expensive, like really irritating process for everyone involved.
And, you know, here's the thing with the bed bugs. They thrive in heated homes, I guess. They get into luggage, international travel, that kind of stuff. And once they're in, they're hard to get rid of.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be long, and I would skip it myself. I wouldn't want to have to deal with that.
So do you say it's Shred It, Bingo, or Fruits and Nuts?
Bingo?
Bingo, don't stay in a big, expensive hotel, because you might as well stay in a cheap hotel if you're going to get bed bugs.
Yeah, you know, just talk to the right people. Figure it out. Talk to the right people and feel comfortable before you lay down.
That's right. There's no way to know. Bed bugs, go away. Go away. Go away. Now I'm going to be afraid. I'm not going to New York. I like New York.
Just clap it if you believe in no bed bugs.
I'm just gonna take the train in. I'm going to have to stay with relatives, and I'm just going to take the train in. I'm afraid now. I don't want bed bugs. I don't want those bites on my legs. Okay, I got to get off of that. So let's move over to this one. This is pretty interesting, and pay attention. If you have one eye open out there, open both eyes, because I'm going to give you some information that you're going to love. Did you know that running gives your brain a workout, according to scientists? They find that aerobic exercise increases the neuron reserves in the area of the brain responsible for learning. So it's not only good for your body, but it boosts your brain power. According to this new study, they found that over the exercise, if you are listening to us and you're over 60, you should be exercising at least 15 minutes a day. If you're under 60, you could double that amount. And they say that this will just make the brain power juice just fly off the charts.
You know, it seems to be a constant reminder that we need, because research time and published articles have gone into this over since articles have been able to be published, maybe in a doctor's office. I don't know. I mean, it should make sense that your body is your mind, and when they're both utilizing all of the biological functions properly and efficiently, it's probably going to be good for your brain and for how you feel.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's obvious that that's what you need to do. But do you do it? Do you exercise?
No. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to say I do because it's not regular enough. So.
Okay, so once in a while, enough that you try. You just try. You're busy. You try.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like high impact, so I definitely do not run or I don't know, do jumping jacks.
Yeah, I agree with the high impact thing. You got to be careful with the running. So yeah. It might be good in one sense, but I know, sadly, I know two people. One, and this is my cousin's wife's father, was a doctor who was in great shape, huge runner, believed in it. Died while he was running. I mean, I know it's a weird thing. It's a freak thing, but there are things that can happen to your joints when you're constantly using them, too, like
well,
that.
Kate, yeah, it is a freak thing because you can die doing a lot of things.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't like the way it feels on my knees, essentially.
Yep.
Yoga is great. And yoga is also, it's a good way to open...
Your mind.
Yeah, open...
It's better for your mind, relax you. Okay, so this is our final one. So we'll say bingo for that because we already know that. Yeah, that's what has to happen. How about this? A passenger allegedly urinated on another traveler, sparking a massive brawl on board an Air Mediterranean flight. According to the French media, the plane was flying from the capital of Algiers to Paris when the drama unfolded yesterday afternoon. So they had to divert the plane to Lyon. And passengers said it was pure chaos. A shirtless man who was allegedly responsible for the weird incident was overpowered by the crew when he started doing that. So he was probably bombed.
Yep.
That is gross. That is just sick.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's sick. Oh, I just can't even get that image out of my mind. They showed pictures of it, too. Not the actual act, but pretty much right after it. Wow, that is insane. You know, this happened... Last September, there was a man that was arrested in Oregon after he urinated on a passenger on a JetBlue flight from Anchorage. Wear your raincoat. Bring it just in case.
Well, you know, every once in a while, everyone is like, they could really use another bathroom up here. and once the booze starts rolling with some people, you got to have accessibility. And booze, anyway, is already making you surly.
Yes,
so.
Yes. I agree. You know, I was on a plane, gosh, maybe 2 years ago it was. And the people that were sitting across from me, they did not do that, but they were trashed out of their minds. And I thought, oh my gosh, this plane is going to land. I mean, they're telling them they can't even have any more liquor. Please, don't divert us. So that's crazy. Yeah. All right, so that's another bingo, I think.
Agreed.
Because, of course, that's what happens. Thank you, Nathan Reeder, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Woo!
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.